Kimberly Livingston loves talking about chicken.
Chicken feeds the world, is what I say.
Livingston teaches poultry science at NC State. She's standing in front of a small class of about 20 people going over the history of poultry.
Where do the chickens poop?
On the ground.
On the ground. The chickens also were more susceptible to salmonella because they...
She poses easy questions for the class to answer to get them more involved. But the room is pretty stiff and the students aren't taking notes. That's probably because Livingston isn't actually instructing college kids today. She's giving a mock lecture.
Do you guys have any questions?
Okay. A group of high school students and their parents politely clap. They're visiting NC State to get a sense of what the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences is like.
It's been pretty cool so far. I didn't really know much about chicken and stuff. I thought go really in depth.
In the mock lecture, that was interesting, yeah.
That's Victoria Hill and her mom, Cindy Hill. Victoria is a junior from Roxboro. She and the other students all come from rural areas. They were invited to campus as a way for the school to draw them in.
In our college, rural students could be much better represented.
Richard Linton is the dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences.
And the issue is that North Carolina State University is becoming a much better university that's attracting a much higher caliber student. And with that, SAT scores have risen, as well as GPA scores have risen for these students to be accepted.
The average SAT score in the most rural counties is 75 points lower than the state average. That's why Linton and his colleagues decided to create the Aspire program. Sam Pardue is the college's director of academic programs.
The intent was to give students an intensive six-week experience where they're going to sessions on basically how you take the SAT, what are some tips you can use and methods that you can exploit to improve your grade.
Today, the program reaches more than 30 North Carolina counties and focuses on the ACT exam instead. The college also offers a program that promises admission to select high school students as long as they spend their first year at a community college and meet certain requirements. Purdue says family income and lack of parental involvement are among the many reasons why some students need that extra support.
The other issue is high school GPAs. The average for admitted students this year was over a 4.4. And that's predicated upon students' access to taking honors and AP courses. And in some rural school districts, they don't have the same degree of AP offerings as, say, Wake County.
Purdue says their programs to help high school students are relatively new, but they're expanding. The college recently received a $3 million endowment from a couple in Raleigh. They own a chain of animal hospitals. At Care First Animal Hospital, Joe and Debbie Gordon say their gift will go towards scholarships and preparing more high school students for college. Of course, not all students who benefit from their gift will go on to study agriculture or animal science, but Joe says the students interested in those fields need the expert training that college provides.
When I grew up in Davidson County raising tobacco and having a garden, the techniques that we used then are so obsolete that I would not know where to start with trying to run a farm with the knowledge that I grew up with.
That's the reason my high school student Will Wallet wants to go to NC State, to expand what he already knows about farming. Wallet grew up around his grandfather, who raised cattle and farmed everything from beans and cucumbers to cotton and tobacco.
Well, I want to do agribusiness, to kind of get the business side of it, how to run a company, I guess. But I've learned through my dad and other farmers, like pretty much the farming side of it. So I just need to get the business side, I guess you could say.
Wallet is a junior from Nash Rocky Mount. He's part of NC State's Aspire program, the one meant to raise ACT exam scores.
Yeah, that's the reason I did it, because I'm in a rural area. The schools aren't quite as good, as I guess, as up here in Raleigh, whatever. So anything can help. Anything extra you do can help you.
Wallet says he didn't score as high as he had hoped on the ACT. He wants to take it again before the fall, when he plans to apply to NC State. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.